NDIS Minister Mark Butler says work is being done on cultural safety before Indigenous participants are transitioned off the NDIS under reform measures announced to contain the growing cost of the program. The First Peoples Disability Network Australia has called for culturally safe and appropriate alternatives to be in place. Almost 160,000 people are expected to be removed from the program under changes designed to curb spending growth. Mr. Butler has told SBS that an advisory group will be set up to ensure the First Nations strategy is implemented.
With First Nations communities, there's not just the cultural needs that we need to have front of mind. There's also, frankly, whether or not there's a market in some of the remote and very remote communities in Australia to provide a service that a participant is entitled to. So again, we've got a really strong engagement with First Nations communities. We've had hundreds of sessions with them over the last little while to develop a First Nations strategy, which will feed into this reform process.